Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues each and every day. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's not based on our decisions, our conversation, our dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. It's not based on some denominational dogma. It's not based on some political ideological bent. It's certainly not based on what is being viewed today by the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party as being truth. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and those, I don't believe, could spell truth if they were asked to do so. We base this discussion, our dialogue and discussion, each and every day on Let's Face the Issues, based on the authority of the Scripture. In fact, in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endureth forever." So if we want something that endures forever, hang on to the truth of the Word of God. That's what I recommend. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." And further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we depend upon. Anything less than that will fall short as far as understanding truth. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be relevant and real today. We find today that Biden has set up a disinformation board, a truth ministry, taking everything that's true and calling it a lie and everything that's a lie and calling it truth. We'll talk about that some during the course of this broadcast today. I pray that you'll stay tuned. And also, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you the telephone number right after our brief monologue. We're going to introduce our special guest today, and we'll have dialogue and discussion with him. But that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're going to invite you to call as the lines are opened after the monologue and let you join in the dialogue and discussion that we'll be talking about today. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're witnessing a transition, a tectonic change in America today, where we will, as conservatives, as Christians, and patriots, we will be put in the crosshairs of the ones behind the scene that's supposed to be devolving or developing what is called the Disinformation Board, the Truth Ministry. We will find that conservatives, Christians, and patriots are the very ones in the crosshairs that's being aimed at today with that Disinformation Board. We are in grave danger in America. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mander. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's family-friendly, oriented environment that you'll work in. It's closed on Sunday, allowing you and your family to worship with your family in the house of God as God ordained it for His people. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make an application. Wait for an interview and see what God does as far as placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Elon Musk made a profound statement. Elon Musk asked the question, made the statement. He said, Biden isn't the real president. The billionaire Elon Musk took a shot at President Joe Biden on Monday, questioning whether or not he's actually in charge. During the podcast interview, Musk, had the head of Tesla, said that he has voted overwhelmingly for Democrats in the past, but criticized the current administration and Democratic Party over their policies. Quote, the real president is whoever controls the teleprompter, Elon Musk said. The path to power is the path to the teleprompter, end quote. He is asking the question that multitudes have asked. Multitudes have asked it silently. Some have asked it privately. Some have begun to ask the question publicly. Who's in charge? Who is the real president? Would the real president please stand up, is what some are saying. And Elon Musk says it's whoever controls the teleprompter is the real president. Ladies and gentlemen, America today faces the real truth. And that question is the truth question, the real question. Who's the president? Who's the real president? Is America better today under the Biden administration than under the Trump administration? What are we facing today that you think is better than we previously had? So just what do we face today? Often in America, we look at it. Many Americans are not looking at it through the proper lens of where we are. Today, we're weaker than we've ever been as a constitutional republic. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're weaker than we've been in the history of the United States of America. Today, the world leaders are looking at Joe Biden and mocking, laughing, making fun of who we are as a great nation. So the issue that we're asking today, the issue that we're talking about today, is Joe Biden guilty of treason? Is Joe Biden guilty of treason? We today have open borders. We are told that by the end of this year, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have about 3 million illegals coming in that will have come into the United States of America. Today, ladies and gentlemen, under the Biden administration, the DOJ, the Attorney General Merrick Garland, does not prosecute anything that would be considered leftist, socialist, Democrat crimes. They good illustration of that. Look at the Hunter Biden laptop. The FBI has had that laptop since 2019, I believe it was September, October 2019. What's been done? Nothing. In fact, there's a whole ton of evidence that links Hunter Biden with the big guy, speaking of Joe Biden, and the Biden family cabal, to much of the graft that had been taking place in the Ukraine and in China and Russia. I believe today, ladies and gentlemen, the billions and billions of dollars that are being sent to Ukraine are being washed so that much of it will come back to Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Jim Biden, the whole Biden family cabal. But the question is, ladies and gentlemen, has Joe Biden committed crimes that would be worthy of calling it treason and be worthy of impeachment? That's the question that we're going to deal with. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to discuss this and other issues today with former District 1, Florida House of Representatives member, Mike Hill. Congressman Mike Hill, welcome to Let's Face the Issues today. delighted to have you on board. Looking forward to what God is going to say through us that would be a challenge and inspiration and encouragement to our listeners. And it's always my prayer, Congressman, that the word spoken on this microphone will challenge and give insight to our listeners that will cause them to also become watchmen on the wall, warning of dangers ahead. Congressman Hill, thank you for joining us.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. It's always an honor and pleasure to be on your show.
I am thankful for you taking time out of what I knew would be a busy schedule to be with us today. Congressman, first of all, let me just, we're going to work up to several very important issues. But one of them that I'm thinking about at the present time, do we see a dual system of governance in America today? That is, do we see the DOJ and Merrick Garland prosecuting crimes on one side of the aisle and not on the other? Where is this, in your opinion, and where will it lead as a nation if we continue the route that we're taking today?
Well, you're right, Dr. Youngblood. We are seeing a Department of Justice, and I've heard it termed Department of Injustice, which would be more accurate, to where they are not fairly prosecuting the law. They're not fairly executing the law. Coming out of the Biden administration, they're not executing the law in what is supposed to be a just and fair manner. And then Merrick Garland out of the Department of Justice, they are ignoring crimes that are being committed by those on the left, but then going after those who are on the right, which are actually not crimes, such as parents showing up at school board meetings to protest what is being taught to their children, where they have the constitutional right to express their redress of grievances to the government. And they are being called domestic terrorists and are being attacked. We see those who on January 6th are actually political prisoners that are being held in jail cells right now, over a year and a half, just about, of an event that happened in Washington, D.C., which everyone knows was not an insurrection. Everyone knows that it was fueled by FBI plants that were there. And we have them being treated completely unfairly, not justly at all. So, yes, we do have this dual system right now, and it needs to be corrected and needs to be corrected immediately. And one way it can be is if Congress would step in and remove the Department of Justice head, Merrick Garland. And, oh, by the way, Dr. Youngblood, Obama submitted his name, nominated him to be a Supreme Court justice. What a disaster that would have been. And Mitch McConnell, to his credit, one of the few good things that he has done is he would not let that come up for a hearing, and so it was withdrawn. But if we have a system right now that is run by corrupt Democrats, corrupt leftists, who only look out for their own self-interest and not for the interests of this country.
Congressman Hill, when we think of just that one aspect of it, it leads me to also consider the fact that for our nation today, the decisions that Biden has made since he's been in office, for example, we are now facing major, major, major inflation, food shortage, baby formula shortage, inflation, and the potential of what was called under the Jimmy Carter era, stagflation. Can we see a pattern with the Biden administration that is they're doing everything that's antithetical to a prosperous, healthy United States of America? Is it by accident? Or do you consider it as something that as a planned agenda?
I think it is very intentional, Dr. Youngblood. You can't make this many mistakes this often, this frequently, by accident. I think it is very intentional. Everyone knows just by a cursory study of history of what happens to an economy when it is trying to be controlled from the top down. We have seen it throughout history in Russia, China, Cuba, Venezuela, Vietnam, North Korea, wherever the people are not free but are being controlled by a top-down government, we know what the result is going to be. And it is what we are seeing happening in America right now. So this incompetent regime that has been installed, I do not believe that Joe Biden was elected legitimately. It was stolen, and he's been installed. This is intentional to weaken America so that it will not have the strength to resist this new world order, where it's one world government. The United States of America is right now what is preventing this one world government from happening. So it is intentional to weaken us so that we will not be able to resist. And one way they do that is through our healthcare system. And that is why Joe Biden signed this executive order giving the Secretary General of the World Health Organization the ability to dictate what responses will happen with the health system in America when it comes time to pandemics or whatever. And by the way, they are right now, I believe, planning another pandemic and turning this over to the World Health Organization would be another way of weakening America and putting it under the auspices of this one world government.
Yes, let's talk about that some, Congressman. I'm looking at an article that says Biden moves to give WHO, the World Health Organization, healthcare sovereignty over America. Now, further, the article states the Biden administration has proposed amendments to the World Health Organization regulations that would give the UN agency director general unilateral authority to declare a health emergency in the United States of America. The International Health Regulations Amendments will be subject to the vote's upcoming annual meeting of WHO's, the World Health Organization's, governing legislative body, the World Health Assembly, which will be held on May the 22nd through the 28th in Geneva, Switzerland. Dr. Peter Bergen, B-R-E-G-G-I-N, Bergen, an acclaimed reformer in the field of psychiatry, who is helping lead a campaign to raise awareness of the Biden administration's move. Bergen writes that the planning for this amendment has been so stealthily, that is secretly, that it might have escaped attention except for the efforts of one individual, the author and researcher James Ruske. Further, this article says, under the new regulations, the Director General could declare an emergency in the United States if he determines there's a potential health threat to other nations, end quote. Congressman, before I pitch it over to you, we are seeing the Biden administration now through the World Health Organization, which is a division of the United Nations, surrendering the sovereignty of the United States of America to a foreign power. And we know that the Chinese Communist Party basically controls the World Health Organization. We've seen that in the past. I want you to talk about that for a moment. And what does it mean that we have the World Health Organization that can declare a national emergency? What would that look like in reality? What would it do in reality? How should we as citizens respond to that? Because I view it as a grave, 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 grave treasonous act. Speak to that and the ramifications of it.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, a number of things. First of all, the World Health Organization Assembly is supposed to meet next week to vote on whether or not to accept what Biden is doing. And newsflash, I can tell you right now how they are going to vote. Of course, it is going to be they're going to accept it. But here's the other thing. What about the American people? What do we have a say in this? How is some group of foreign nationals going to vote on what's going to happen to the American people? They can't, and we will not stand for it. Congress needs to stand up, be a voice for the people. Joe Biden does not have the authority to unilaterally hand this over to the World Health Organization. He just simply doesn't. And let's say they do, he does hand it over to them and they do vote for it. That doesn't mean that we have to adhere to it, that we have to abide by it. And as you say, the World Health Organization is a part of the United Nations. And I believe this very strongly, Dr. Youngblood. The United States should no longer be a part of the United Nations. We should pull out of it as soon as possible, and we should get the United Nations out of the United States. I think their headquarters is in New York right now. Kick them out. Go back to Brussels or wherever else you want to go, but not here on our territory, not here on our land. And I believe if the World Health Organization, as I say, there's going to be another pandemic. They're planning it already. And so if they declared it as a health emergency, and who determines what a health emergency is? I can tell you there's a health emergency right now with all the methamphetamine, heroin, and fentanyl, which is coming across our border, which is devastating our communities with these people overdosing on it. That is a health emergency right there. So who's going to determine what a health emergency is? It may not even have to be a pandemic. They might just call poverty a health emergency and then start doing dictates on how we are to run our economy, how we are to respond to certain situations. There is no way America is going to put up with that. There are a number of those on the left, as we have seen during the COVID scare, who will kowtow to it, who will adhere to it, but the majority of Americans simply will not.
Congressman, I'm in full agreement with what you're saying. I'm looking at another article by Dr. Peter Bregan, and he's calling for the end of what Biden is doing. He calls it ceding, that's C-E-I-D-I-N-G, ceding, that is surrendering the sovereignty of America to China. We call it World Health Organization, and it is. We call it the UN, and it is. But it's in reality an organization that is bought, paid for, and controlled by China, the Communist Party of China. And this writer says, the U.S. is the one power that stands in the way of globalism. Many Americans, he said, hold to the Judeo-Christian tradition that believes God doesn't intend for us to be run by the Communist Chinese Party or by Bill Gates or any other Western or Eastern predators, end quote. Now, the thing that concerns me in a very, very, very grave sense is that when this takes place, we're going to find a move, and as you said very aptly, there's another pandemic on the way. There's another emergency. In fact, I've got stacks of articles of research just in the past few days. Bill Gates, in a one-hour interview with CNN, said without any hesitation, without any question, the worst is yet to come. Bill Gates' words said the worst is yet to come. This fall, Bill Gates said, and I'm quoting, this fall we'll have a major, major spike in another variant of COVID that will be worse than we've seen in the past. Now, he's not a scientist. He's not an epidemiologist. He is not a researcher in the pharmaceutical realm, but he controls the pharmaceutical houses because of his deep pockets. And here's Bill Gates already saying that we're going to have a major, major, major resurgence of COVID. And yet, we have across the world, I'm looking at an article that says 17,000 doctors call for an end to the COVID emergency. And it goes on to state what they're doing, how they're carrying it out, and they're asking for it to be ended as calling it an emergency. But as you said so appropriately a moment ago, all the World Health Organization will have to do is declare a national emergency. Who determines that? How will it be ascertained? What is a national emergency, a health emergency? As you said, it could be on the basis of drugs. It could be on the basis of any other criteria that's used outside of the realm of the say-so of the American people. But here's the question, Congressman. We the people are not represented in the U.S. House of Representatives today. We the people are not represented. We have representatives under the dominating dictatorship rule of Nancy Pelosi that's following in the shadows of what Joe Biden wants accomplished, which is to undermine, destroy, eviscerate our foundations as a nation. So how are we the people to respond? What can we do? I believe it gets back to a question that I'm so prone to ask. How should we then live? Quoting Ezekiel in Ezekiel 33:10, how should, knowing this, and it's, as you said, it's sure to take place, they're going to authorize it, how are we to respond as Christian, conservative patriots in America?
Well, I think we should respond as Christian, conservative patriots have done throughout our history, Dr. Youngblood, and that is to resist, to not comply. You know, that article you just mentioned, it said it would be given the Chinese the authority over America through the World Health Organization. And the reason he said that, the author said that, was because the Chinese control who are selected as the attorney general, as the secretary of the head of these organizations, the health organization. It is determined by China. They are the ones who dictate that. I forget the gentleman's name now, who is head of the World Health Organization. He helped China suppress the idea that COVID-19 came out of the Wuhan lab. He was the one who suppressed the idea of using treatments which we knew were valid, such as ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and instead use remdesivir, which we knew was killing people. That was controlled by the Chinese and the World Health Organization and brought here to the United States by people like Bill Gates and a completely incompetent President Joe Biden. So how do we react as Christians? Well, Dr. Youngblood, you and I, during this last fake pandemic, we did not comply. We didn't wear masks everywhere we went. We never did get the jab. I won't call it a vaccine, that COVID shot, and I never will do it. We lived our lives the best we could, as we could, as individuals. And I think that's what we need to do. We just simply need to live our lives, honor God, as Micah 6:8 says, do justly, live humbly, and live in accordance with God dictates, not what man dictates.
Absolutely. And I'm looking at an article, Congressman. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I failed to remind you again that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We've got a couple of minutes for the top of the hour news break. We're talking with Congressman Mike Hill, a former representative, Florida State representative of District 1 in the state of Florida House. I'm looking at an article, Congress says, India's Supreme Court rules against COVID-19 vaccine mandates. India now has decided, their Supreme Court and the nation of India, they've decided that they're not going to adhere to mandates for vaccines. I'm going to pose a couple of questions and we'll address them after the top of the hour news. If we have, and it will not be if, it is on the fast track, we're going to have the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros, which is not an epidemiologist, he's not a physician, but Dr. Tedros is the head of the World Health Organization, a puppet of China. If he determines that there is a mandate that needs to be carried out for America, they could literally mandate vaccinations. They could mandate masks again. They could mandate lockdowns. They could mandate all that we've seen in the past 2 years and more. If they mandate a vaccine, can you imagine the streets in America with the blue-helmeted United Nations guards, United Nations thugs, marching in the streets, forcing people to get a vaccination? I want us to dig into that a little right after the top of the hour news. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We've got 1 minute break for the top of the hour news. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.